Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having fun today.
It's a jam here.
Herbie Hancock. Love this. Gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat. Heat are 5-2 after the loss to Denver. They're in Phoenix tonight. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected with your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart. BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. He hosts the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame shows on Fox Sports Sun, which, by the way, is going to have to change its name. We talked about the story yesterday, Sinclair Broadcasting buying all the regional Fox Sports networks, and they're going to change all the names. And so my suggestion for Fox Sports Sun is the Jacks.
I'm with you.
I mean, we named a radio station the Joe, so why not name a television brand the Jacks?
But Manso might be upset about it.
Well, I think Jacks is more synonymous with Fox Sports Sun than Manso.
You going to say that with Manso on the
and
line?
And then, of course, Fox Sports Florida would be called the Minervini.
The Mini, though.
Somebody tweeted at me the Craig, and then their whole tagline could be, come on, Craig.
You know what? That's genius.
You know? And then Will, of course, a proud graduate of UM, just like me, so obviously still on a high from the hurricane shellacking of FSU last Saturday. I asked this, I forget who I asked this of yesterday, but I asked, you know, has the Heat exceeded your expectations through seven games? And granted, the last game was a clunker, but you're going to have clunkers through an 82-game season. But 5-2 and looking really good. Have they exceeded what you expected?
I think it's safe to say yes. I mean, my personal opinion is yes, and I expected a good team. I expected a team that over time the young players would get comfortable. I didn't expect a team that, in particular, like you said, the first six games before the clunker the other night, that moved the ball so well offensively. I think defense you always figure would be there in the effort and the energy, but, I mean, they seem to have a real legitimate ability on offense to move the ball and have different weapons. And I honestly didn't expect that from the go, at least not initially, especially, I mean, Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I think the last time we talked, I said it wouldn't shock me if they start Kendrick Nunn. They really like him that much. And I think we're seeing why. I mean, the guy's a dynamic offensive player, even though, I mean, we got to keep prefacing, they looked terrible the last game. It was a bad game, so I'm curious to see how they bounce back tonight.
And what I was going to ask you, like, y'all call it a clunker. You said it was a bad game. But there's an old saying, you learn more from losses than you do from wins. Like, did you take anything from the Nuggets game that the team can learn from moving forward?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is that they have to maintain and sustain the energy that they had those first six games, every game on offense and defense. The Heat, while we sit here and say, hey, this team is better than we thought, this team, you know, one of the better teams in the East and really in the NBA to start the season, they don't have the star power to just show up. And so number one is the effort has to be there. You have to have that way of Eric Spoelstra defensively, that energy. And they didn't have it the other night. But on offense, it was disappointing because they didn't space. You know, at times the paint was packed. They couldn't find ways to get anything near the basket. They had some open looks and missed, and that's just, you know, those are just one of those games. But more than anything, there was no spacing. The ball wasn't moving. Those first six games, the ball was moving, passing corner to corner, inside, outside. It just died the other night. And that stuff you look at on, you watch the tape of that game, and you say, my goodness, if we're stationary like this, there were too many times they just dribbled around and gave the ball to Jimmy with 5 seconds of the shot clock and said, hey, Jimmy, go make a basket. And that's not offense. You know, we saw that the last few years with Dwayne Wade when they got stuck, you know, near the end of Dwayne's career. And they can't play that kind of game.
Will Manso is with us. Could they be a surprise team in the East? I mean, you know, and again, I'm kind of putting the Denver game aside here, but the nation, the NBA nation at large, had been talking about them after six games. Like, whoa, where did this team come from? Yeah. Can this sustain? Can they be a surprise team in the East?
Well, yes, I do think so. And he looked before the season, again, I try to preface it before the season because I don't want to make too much of six games, but and I think we even talked about it. The upside with this team was what? Similar to the team of a few years ago that got to within a game of the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought that with Jimmy on board and, you know, the nucleus of Bam and Justice and some of the young players, with Patrick, the vets like Goran Dragic and all these things, and now the addition of these young kids that are playing so well, I thought they could be a team that got in the second round of the playoffs and maybe, you know, had a strong second series to flirt with getting the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think you look at the upside of this team, I don't think it's crazy to say watching the last seven games to think that that is the upside. I think nationally people are taking notice because I think they thought that he would be just another bland kind of 40-42 win team. But Jimmy brings a certain energy, and these young guys, if they keep developing, I think exceed that to that next step. So, yeah, I think they could be a surprise. Now, are they an NBA Finals contender? I've had a couple people ask me that the last couple days, you know, especially after that quick start. I wouldn't go that far to think this is a team that can make the NBA Finals, but the way they're playing now, I think they've proven a lot of people wrong, and there's a lot of season left.
And, Will, I think I've talked to you about this before, but I watch Jimmy. I don't see a guy that could take the game over. We talked to Brian Geltzeiler. That's his name?
Yeah, easy for you to say.
I can't. Not easy.
That was his name the first try. I don't know what happened by the third one.
Gail Smiler. He's a happy guy. But, no, I talked to him, and I asked him the same question about Jimmy's offense. He's averaging 15 points per game this year, Will. And then Geltzeiler, he brought up the Toronto-Philly series last year where Embiid was sick and Simmons, you know, was having a bad run. And I looked up that series. Jimmy was 38 minutes a game, only 22 points per game. Like, I'm watching Trae Young score 35 a game, 36 a game. Like, yeah. Can Jimmy ever get there? Because last season he was 18 points a game. Is Jimmy the guy that I'm used to seeing in an all-star on the offensive side of the court?
He's not in the sense of the way you would draw it out, no, in that sense. But he's a different kind of all-star and star. You know, he's not a high – like you mentioned Trae Young. Tonight we're going to see Devin Booker. You know, these are dynamic – high-volume guys. These are guys that are going to take 20, 25 shots a game at times. Jimmy's just not that. I mean, if you look at the box scores for the first seven games, and granted, Jimmy didn't play the first few, but Jimmy's not a 20-shot guy. He's a guy that's going to take more in the range of 12 to 15 shots. It's very hard to be, especially Jimmy not being a three-point shooter, really, that's not his game. To take 12, 15 shots a game, it's hard to be a 25, 30-point guy. Jimmy's going to be more of an 18, 20 most nights, 17 type guy, but it's the other things. You know, the defense has been even better than advertised. You know, you watch him on the floor. I mean, against some of the top players in the game, but the first couple times I've seen him, he's incredible. And his ball handling, as far as ability to find open guys, his ability to defend and rebound and facilitate, I think it's the all around game that makes him a unique superstar, Channing. But to your point, no, Jimmy is a guy that maybe one game can be a high volume guy and take 25 shots when he knows things are bad in a big spot and score 35. But you're not going to get that consistently. And I don't think that he expected that when they traded for him. I don't think that's his kind of game.
I started laughing, and Crowder looked at me. I looked down at the text. Someone texted in, Will's phone has Peronis.
it's a little bad off. Will, you know what Peronis are?
Is that the beer?
You're right. That's what I said yesterday. No, it's a sexual problem. It's a curvature.
I think Will's phone had a Peroni. I'm like, a Peroni? Like a beer?
No, it said Will's phone has Peronis. But we learned yesterday it's a painful curvature somewhere.
Yes,
you'll have to figure out where. Hey.
Oh, no. I've caught on. Despite the bad reception, I've caught on.
Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Your Giants, by the way, just as an aside, they play Adam Gase and the Jets on Sunday. Are you excited?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I've actually enjoyed myself reading the New York tabloids and headlines this week of all the talk of that game. Because here, you know, the Dolphins are bad, and we're respectful to a point. You know, we tell you they're bad, they're tanking, but we keep it kind of PG. In New York, they're ripping both sides. So I've actually enjoyed the way they're just killing the Giants and Jets. But I'm at that depressed point where I just hope they keep losing so they can get Chase Young. I mean, that's It's
yeah,
November
but you know what? There, no, laugh. But there's a. I mean, you experienced it with the Dolphins this past weekend. There's a certain perverse pleasure that comes with beating down Adam Gase. So you've got that to look forward to.
That's true. I can't lose, really. If they lose, I can think of the draft. If they win, I can just see Gase screaming on the sideline. So it's not the worst.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation for you. Will Manso, exactly. Again, Heat tonight. They're in Phoenix. And then they've got the Lakers, right? The Lakers Friday night?
Back-to-back tomorrow night in L.A. That's at 10:30. Tonight's at 9 o'clock. So over on Fox Sports Sun, soon to be known as the Jacks.
Hey, Will, does LeBron still want to stick it to Pat and him for how Pat did him and all? Does he still have that in his heart?
You know, I think LeBron's beyond that. I think he just wants to stick it to anybody because his comments here that they made me laugh. This is where I know we talked about this as well. We live in a world where I think sometimes we think social media and Twitter is the world, and it really isn't. And LeBron is on this whole warpath of like, oh, you know, they're telling me I'm washed.
Right, washed.
No one
king.
With a sound body and mind has said that LeBron James is washed. That's just people on Twitter that just like to criticize everything. Anybody that's seen LeBron play knows he's still an elite, dominant player. So I think he's kind of put this thing where I'm going to prove everyone wrong. Look, the only people you're proving wrong is the people on Twitter that like to criticize because, honestly, no one thinks LeBron's done. He's still one of the best in the world.
Man, he does look incredible. We were talking yesterday whether he can maintain that or not, but, man, does he look good at the beginning of the season.
Amazing, amazing. He's a freak of nature. Yeah. I've never seen anything like him, and he's still – you know, he's still at that elite point. And with Anthony Davis by his side, I mean, that's a very good team. I mean, I know people love to hate on LeBron sometimes, but that's a great addition to have that 1-2 punch. And that's a team that's going to be dangerous. So it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow night.
All right. Well, Heat Suns tonight and then Heat Lakers the following night. And Will Manso, you can watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
Also, I mentioned yesterday, too, the Heat have a special promotion for a meet and greet for the Tuesday night game against the Detroit Pistons at the American Airlines Arena. So you can go to heat.com and get tickets for that. That's a pretty cool experience. Go watch the Heat game, and then after the game, get a little meet and greet with the players. There you go, 15 minutes of Heat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.